The world is full of creepy things, but few things creep as much as a creepy, creepy story. It can worm its way into the slumbering parts of your subconscious and awaken the horrible things you didn't know were there. A creepy story can change you. It changed me. I used to be human, but I listened to too many creepy stories. And now, I'm a creep. I practice guitar underneath the full moon at midnight in clothing drenched in chameleon blood that changes colors to match the firelight dancing off the strings of my Stratozaster guitar. Chameleon blood highlights the blankness of my dead eyes.
It's true, Axe. You look amazing when you perform.
Thanks, Toro. And since we're paying compliments, your horns make you look very distinguished.
Ah, you're making me blush, which is bad for me. I try to keep the blood out of my horns. They're very sensitive.
Can I get in on this creep love fest?
Of course, Weta. Any creep would be lucky to kiss you, even though you haven't had lips since you transformed.
Who needs lips when your forehead has two feelers that taste even the faintest trace of fear?
But anyway, the story you're about to hear will give you more creeps than any normal person would ever want. You want to be rock stars? Pay attention. This story is about music and how sometimes you have to give yourself over completely to hear. And I mean, really hear a song. So strap in your ribs, crumple your ears, and suck on something sour, because we're the creeps, and this is the Creeping Hour.
In the middle of summer, the sky turned red and the cats took over the neighborhood.
I can clone you. It'll take 4 minutes and a jar of Chondrothes saliva.
Ben was the biggest scaredy cat in the seventh grade, which actually would have made him a perfect date for a horror movie. The scaredest ones always scream the loudest.
Dad, can we turn off this creepy music? It's kind of lame.
Come on, Benji, it's Halloween. Get in the mindset. It's a party.
It's Ben, not Benji.
Oh, Mr. Big Shot. Yeah, you know, I didn't realize you could just change your name when you turn 13. I kind of thought you had to go to court for that. Well, we're here. I'm sure your alien costume will be a big hit. Not sure I get why it has fluffy ears, though.
Dad, I'm a koala. Esme is kind of obsessed with them. I'm not even supposed to be scary.
Yeah, I'd try not to say that once you go in. Get into it. Try to have a scary time, you know? It's fun. Let yourself spook out, Benji. I mean, Ben.
We don't spook out, Dad. We just listen to music and dance.
Is that so? And who are you gonna dance with, Mr. Fluffy Ears?
Nobody.
Oh, so Esme changed her name too. She goes by Nobody now?
Aha, very funny, Dad.
Well, while you're dancing with Nobody at your not-scary party, I'm going to check out that new Halloween pop-up shop downtown. At least one of us is going to spook out tonight.
Yes?
Hey, Aiden. It's Ben. Here for the party.
Come up. 13th floor.
Ben's dad had no idea how right he was. Ben did spook out, especially when he saw his friend answer the door in a horrifying white mask with large black eye holes, a single point for a nose, and dark hair framing his blank, blank face.
Ben, I'm very glad you can make it.
Creepy mask, dude.
Tonight is going to be so very special. Come in, come in. We're just about to get started.
What's up? Why are you talking like that? You seem different. Seriously, Aiden, stop snapping at me. Who are you supposed to be?
I'm a dancer. I'm a forever dancer now.
I've never seen you dance and walk before. What's that move? It reminds me of DJ Any Ghoul.
Now that Ben's here, we can begin.
Hey, Esme.
Do you guys know what this is?
It looks like an old vinyl record, but why is it glowing?
Since when are you into retro music?
I'm not Ben, but I am loyal to the beat. My parents and I bought it at the new Halloween pop-up store last week.
Oh, yeah. My dad's there now. I don't like the record cover. Is that a werewolf?
Yeah, that's freaky looking. Hey, Aiden, where are your parents anyway?
In the kitchen. They won't join us until we've finished.
Finished? Finished what? Why are you talking like that, dude?
The beat is very special to us now. I want to play it for all of you.
Here, let me see it. The origins of the beat. The beat? What's the beat?
I can't tell you. I can only play it for you.
Welcome to the beat. What you're about to hear will change you forever. The true state of being is to bend knees to the beat. The ancient beat is hungrier than a vulture dining on a family of dead buffalo. And just like the sky that the vulture swims through looking for its next meal, the appetite of the beat knows no end.
Ben, what are you doing? Why are you covering your ears with those? What are they? Alien muffs?
Oh, they're not alien muffs, Esme. They're, koala ears. Or supposed to be, anyway. And I'm just not into this creepy stuff. Aiden, are you trying to scare us or something? Can we just play normal music?
But even though Ben covered his ears with his costume and tried to drown out the sounds coming from the record player, he couldn't help seeing his friends starting to act strange. They all turned toward Aiden in his white-faced mask and rose to their feet like they were no longer in control of their movements. They just stood there, swaying side to side and started to dance.
Hey guys, what's going on? Is the record over? Hello?
Follow me, please, and I'll show you how it happens. You just let the beat in. It'll show you how to be. It's beautiful when you let it in. Just like falling down the stairs. Yes, just like that.
Are you guys dancing? What is happening here? Esme, are you okay? Are you okay, Esme? What's with your face? Why is it so bright?
Listen to the beat, Ben. It'll show you how to be.
What are you doing? Talk normally. Stop dancing like that. No, get away from me. Mr. Booker! Mrs. Booker! Something super weird is happening. Come on, Where are you guys? Mr. Booker! Mrs. Booker! I need your help! There you are. I need your... What? Why are you also wearing masks?
You're right. It's Halloween. We should take them off.
What's happened to your faces? I can't even look at you. You're burning up.
Listen to the beat, and you'll understand.
Yes, the beat is terrific. It just holds you, and holds you, and holds you, and holds you, and...
Please stop dancing like that. Not you too.
All movement starts with the beat. There's only the beat. You must hear it, and then you will move like us. What is it? 4 days now, dear?
At least that. And I never want to stop dancing. Did Aiden not play it for you? Here, I can help. Eerie, play the beat.
Now playing the beat.
Welcome to the beat. What you are about to hear will change you forever.
No!
Don't you just love the sound of scared people? When some people get scared, and I mean really scared, they do all kinds of strange things, like cover their eyes with their shaking hands or sweat uncontrollably. Or in Ben's case, talk to themselves.
Am I losing my mind? What is happening here? I gotta get out. Get out, get out, get out! Keep it together, Benji. Esme, we gotta leave. The craziest thing is happening. Aiden's parents have flipped out or something. Their faces are on fire, and... Esme, why are you dancing? Why are all of you still dancing? There's no music! Where did you all get those masks?
I gave it to them, Ben. And I have one for you. After you listen to the beat. Because it will change you. It will... give you sight, and when you have sight, your face burns in understanding, and there's nothing you can't see.
No! I don't want to hear it! Get away from me!
The beat.
Ah!
The beat. Bend
what
knees
are you guys
to
all
the
doing?
The beat. The beat. Bend knees to the beat.
Stop dancing like that! What is going on?
Keep it up, forever dancers. The beat never ends.
No! Stop it! This isn't happening! Get away from me! All of you! Esme! What are you doing? Give me my earmuffs back! I don't want to listen! I don't want to hear
beat,
it!
The beat. Bend knees to the beat. The beat. The beat. Bend knees to the beat.
It will be so quick, young man. And then you'll know.
You'll know all there is to know. You'll know how to be.
Bend knees to the beat. The beat.
Why
the
are you
beat.
Doing this? What do you want from me?
We want nothing. It's the beat. The beat wants you. The beat needs you. Listen to the beat.
The beat. The beat. Bend knees to the beat.
The beat. The beat. Bend knees to the beat.
The beat. The beat.
Bend knees to the beat.
Ah, faithful listener. Did you cover your ears? No? Well then, your fate might be in the hands of the beat, just like everyone at the party.
What about Ben?
Ben refused to listen, but the beat can be very catchy. In fact, once it gets started, there are few things it can't catch. And so, my friends, beware of certain sounds, because the beat is out there. And if you listen to it and listen closely, it will grab you and never let go. If you hear a song with an irresistible rhythm and your body begins to sway, your knees start to bend, and your face gets warm, be careful. Be very, very careful.
Because it just might be
the beat.
I'm surprised you made it all the way through this story. I warned you not to. That is, unless you want to become a creep, it can happen to you. It happened to us. We're the Creeps, and this has been the Creeping Hour.
Creeping Hour is a co-production of WGBH and Ellie Lickshine in coordination with PRX. The Creeping Hour was created by WGBH managing producer Nina Porzuki, WGBH digital producer Kate Ida, writer and director Ellie Lickshine, co-writer Annie Cronenberg, sound designer and composer Billy Libby, mixer and master John Parati, theme composer Nadav Chetanover, voice director Renee Baker, WGBH design director Jean Yoon, and illustrator Parker S. Jackson. The executive producer of The Creeping Hour is WGBH's Hillary Wells.
From PRX.